In around 1990, Sun Microsystems was looking for some interesting things to do and to keep some very bright people very busy. And they were looking into some market opportunities in the world of interactive television. So they put some people together into a team, and they actually moved them off-site and gave them quite a lot of free rein on what they were doing, very forward-thinking type of effort. And as part of what they were doing, they wanted to come up with a new language. It seemed necessary. C and C++ didn't quite do what they wanted to do. And so they developed something that looked an awful lot like C++. And it was originally called Oak. Now remember, this was for TV set-top boxes. This was an embedded type application. And so the language was kind of small and very streamlined for what they wanted to do. It was named Oak because there was an oak tree outside the office of, I believe it was James Gosling, who was pretty much the designer of this language. Well, it turns out that the market didn't quite do what they had expected. The customers that they had lined up changed their mind. And so in about 1994, they decided to change their direction. They just lost their market opportunity, but at the same time, they noticed that the internet seemed to be the obvious way to deploy this new language. And that is how the idea of Java really came about. It was the internet that really gave it the impetus that it needed. The key feature of Java is this idea of write once, run anywhere. In other words, they're really trying to make portability work. And as you'll see within three slides or so, they've done an excellent job.